Support for today's show comes from CareerFitter. CareerFitter will help you evaluate other career possibilities for yourself. Order the premium version using the link below. Take 10 minutes, answer 60 questions, I believe it is, and they'll give you some ideas that will get you thinking. And that's really what you want to be doing. Having outside input help you think about ideas. So again, use the link in the show notes, order the premium version. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. 2267 is the episode number. The introduction a little different. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I'm called the Big Game Hunter, and it started when I did recruiting. I used to hunt down leaders and staff for organizations. I've done it for a long time, helped a lot of people, and now I coach people in organizations around job search, hiring more effectively, management, leadership, as well as helping them resolve workplace issues. And today comes from a job hunter who wants to know how interviewers recognize phony candidates. It's an easy one for me, but you know, for this person, they just don't understand how it happens. Hope you find this helpful and give it an honest review wherever you listen to the show. Saturday is the 11th anniversary of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Can you believe it? 11 years we've been on air. And early next year, we hit episode 2300. No show is close to this one. And with that, let me just simply say we'll be back in just one moment. Support for today's show comes from JobScan. JobScan is a site that's going to take a look at your resume, and you're going to copy and paste the job description into another field. It's going to make a comparison and give you a sense of how your resume matches up and makes recommendations for how to fix it. Again, use the link in the show notes. You'll get better results on each resume submission you make. And with that, we'll be back in one moment. How do interviewers identify phony job applicants? That's today's question. I wish I could give you a simple answer, but there really are a million and one ways that we do it. And I'll start by saying it starts with our experience, because we've talked to a lot of people. I'll use myself as an example. I've been a recruiter for more than 40 years now. I've talked to hundreds of thousands of people. I've looked at even more resumes than that. My website says over 600,000. That's as many as I've been able to tabulate. There were plenty more before I started counting that have turned up. So, you know, I'm involved with a lot of people. Now, here's a couple of obvious ways. Number one, you claim credit for far more than you could possibly have done within a certain period of time. I remember one person who sent a resume to me many years ago claimed that he had designed and implemented like 25 major systems at a firm within 6 months of his joining. Help me understand how you do that. So you start to see the BS patterns. You know, when you're actually interviewing someone, when you're scratched beneath the surface, there's a lot of hemming and hawing, or you know, distraction, or fumbling around rather than the clarity of the answer. And when you scratch even one layer down from that, man, your BS detector goes off something fierce, because there's just something in the way the person's telling the story that lets you know that there's a bull there. Another way, references. You may give me a reference, but when I call the firm, that reference doesn't work there, because I'd rather go through the corporate switchboard rather than directly to the person with their phone number that you give me. You may say they're a former employee, but you know, I'll go to HR and find out whether or not they are a former employee and discover that you've been lying to me. So a lot of different ways that we find it. Here are a couple more. You know, an easy question, because there's so many signals that job hunters give in the course of interviewing that lets you know that you're lying. So, and again, this is putting aside, you know, whether or not in a technical discussion, whether that's in engineering, IT, accounting, whether you can actually demonstrate that you have the knowledge that you're claiming to have the knowledge of. Book learning is different than the real McCoy. So you always want to have, you always want to be able to demonstrate that your experience is congruent with what's described in your resume and that there are people there to back it up. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, I have a new service where you can practice mock interviews. If you go to thebiggamehunter.us/mock, I've got a service there, very inexpensive, like $99, where we have mock interviews set up. I'm going to be adding more to it very soon, but you can record your answers to them, and then I can critique them and help you perform better on them. You probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!